This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a push on in this country to get more low-income students into college, which makes sense when you think about it. More jobs now require a college degree, and college graduates do better financially over the long run. The push is working. More low-income kids are enrolling in college. It's finishing that can be the problem. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
A year ago, Jan Escobar was working part-time as a bank teller and going to school full-time at Montgomery College in Rockville, Maryland. Then his boss started asking him to work more. Escobar needed the cash and didn't want to jeopardize the job.
When you're in a tight situation with your money, it's hard to say no to extra hours. So I thought I could manage working more hours and being able to make it to class on time and going to school.
It turned out he couldn't.
The way I planned it out, everything had to fall perfectly into place, and that's really not likely at all. So, yeah, it didn't work out.
Escobar ended up dropping a class after the deadline and wound up owing the school almost $500 for credits he never got. He couldn't re-enroll until he'd saved enough to pay off the debt. The whole thing set him back a year.
What you can see is that, you know, a few hundred dollars, $1,000 can really derail a student's success.
Mike Wasserman runs a program in Massachusetts called Bottom Line. It helps low-income students get into college and then make it to graduation. He says colleges will often be flexible about things like an add drop deadline when an emergency comes up, but students may still have to give back their financial aid.
Often families are using a student's financial aid to keep the family going. And so even though the school says, we'll give you a break, you just need to refund your loans, the money's already spent on rent and things like that.
Sometimes students just lose track of what they owe. A couple of overdue library books, an unexpected charge at the campus health center. Angel White had to take some time off from Western Illinois University to work at Walmart so she could pay off a few hundred dollars she owed the school.
Just little stuff that like added up that I didn't really pay attention to.
Then a financial aid snafu left her owing $1,300 she couldn't pay. When she tried to transfer to a less expensive community college, White says Western Illinois wouldn't release her transcript. That meant she couldn't transfer even the credits she'd paid for. She had to take several classes over again.
The whole experience set me back a lot, seeing as though right now I'd be a senior in college instead of a sophomore. It's a very discouraging process.
Situations like these are one reason low-income students are much more likely to drop out of college than wealthier students. Nancy Leopold is executive director of College Tracks, a college access program in Maryland. She says when you don't have parents who can bail you out or help you navigate the system, small mistakes and emergencies can carry a high price.
What they really lack is the slack that their more affluent counterparts have, that sort of room to maneuver when the unexpected happens.
Many believe colleges aren't doing enough to help those students manage the almost inevitable financial challenges. Marvin Hoffman helps advise disadvantaged students from Chicago with a group called Aim High.
Many colleges now have opened the doors wider to admitting low-income students because they are interested in a more diverse student population, but they haven't addressed the problems of keeping those students in school.
But more colleges are turning their focus to retention. Some schools offer emergency loans or grants. Others have stepped up their advising to help students avoid pitfalls in the first place. Jan Escobar went back to Montgomery College with the help of a mentoring program called FutureLink. His mentor made him a deal. FutureLink would pay half the debt as long as Escobar got more involved with the group.
We're in touch like twice a week, and they always are checking up on me and seeing if I'm keeping up with my work.
So far, he is, he says. He found a job with more flexible hours, working as a host at a restaurant. He's hoping to finish his associate's degree in business administration next year, then transfer to a four-year college. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.